I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. The beginnings of the infamous Cherokee Trail of Tears could well be traced to a Lawrenceville courtroom. Governor George Gilmer made Cherokee removal a top priority in the 1820s, but in 1827, the Cherokee Nation established a government and declared themselves sovereign. In response, furious Georgia leaders abolished Cherokee government and annexed Cherokee land. Meanwhile, two missionaries working with the Cherokees were providing legal and political advice to the tribe. The missionaries, Samuel Worcester and Eliza Butler, were accused of violating a newly passed Georgia law that prohibited whites from living with the Cherokee. And on this day, in a Lawrenceville courtroom, they were tried, convicted, and sentenced to hard labor. On appeal to the Supreme Court, Chief Justice John Marshall struck down Georgia's laws and ruled the Cherokees a separate sovereign nation. The decision outraged President Andrew Jackson and only strengthened Georgia's resolve to seize Cherokee land and led directly to forced removal in 1838. The dark path to the Trail of Tears began on September 15, 1831, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia History is made possible by support from Georgia Power and is a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org. Georgia Power, serving our state for more than 140 years.